In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask pardon for my sins, and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. And Lord, once again, we begin our prayer with that act of faith. I firmly believe that you are here, wherever I am. And it might be in my lounge room, it might be in my car, in a train or a bus. Wherever I am, you are there. You are in my soul in the state of grace. You are watching over me in your loving providence. You are with me always. You have responded to that request of the two disciples at Emmaus. Stay with us, Lord. And you stay on earth in the Blessed Sacrament, in the tabernacle, in the Eucharist that we can receive in Holy Communion. You are with us. And we ask for grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. But the first aspect of that is you want us to make it a time of prayer, not just listening to this priest, listening to you. What are you going to tell me, perhaps through him, perhaps independently, through the Holy Spirit? Help me to make it, though, a time of prayer, of loving conversation with you, and especially listening to you. What do you have to tell me today? And help me to make it fruitful. I give up this time, this half hour, more or less, to be in your presence, so that you can say something to me and help me to take something on board, something that can change my life a little bit for the better. And we will ask for grace as we have, for loving inspirations, ideas, ways that we can improve, affections, perhaps hope, perhaps joy, perhaps sorrow for our sins, and resolutions. Something that we can work on to improve. And we do our prayer today about our vocation. And when we say our vocation, my vocation, this applies to all of us. It applies to everyone. We all have a vocation. The word vocation comes from the Latin word vocare, a calling. Because, Lord, you are calling everyone. You called your apostles. You called those who are now priests and religious, and those who have a vocation in the lay state in the world. But we all, in the generic sense, have a vocation. Pope Francis, in his apostolic exhortation, Christus Vivit, his letter to the youth of the world, writes, "The word vocation can be understood in a broad sense as a calling from God, including the call to life, the call to friendship with him, the call to holiness, and so forth. This is helpful, since it situates our whole life in relation to the God who loves us. It makes us realize that nothing is the result of pure chance, but that everything in our lives can become a way of responding to the Lord, who has a wonderful plan for us, a wonderful plan for everyone. And Lord, all are called, all have a mission in life. And you told that to the apostles. You had chosen them, and now towards the end of your life on earth, in the Last Supper, you remind them. And we read your words in the 15th chapter of St. John's Gospel. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide. And each one of those apostles is hearing that, I chose you. Christ called them. Christ calls us, each one of us, to a mission. And he calls us from all eternity, from before the foundation of the world. And these are words we read in St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians in the first chapter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. St. Paul here is not writing to just a few. He's writing to all the people in the church in Ephesus. He has called all of us before the foundation of the world to be holy, blameless before him, to love God, in other words. And then, towards the end of that paragraph, he tells us why he has chosen us. He has made known to us in all wisdom and insight the mystery of his will according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth, to unite all things in him. And Lord, when we look at our world today, when we look at our own country, we see souls, individuals, so far from God, so few that really know you and love you. And we look at the institutions, we look at the laws of our country, and in so many places, we see laws that are so contrary to Christian values. The ideologies that prevail today, again, so un-Christian, so anti-Christian. Lord, this is why you need us to restore all things in you, to make this world Christian again, to help souls come back to you. And you have called us, as St. Paul writes, before the foundation of the world. And let us go to one particular calling, and that is of Jeremiah. He writes in his prophecy, Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. And Lord, you could say similar words to each one of us. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you from all eternity. You know everything that will happen and has happened in this universe. Before I formed you in the womb, in the particular case of each one of us, I knew you, God says. Before you were born, I consecrated you. I chose you for a mission. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth. But the Lord said to me, Do not say I am only a youth, for to all to whom I send you, you shall go, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Be not afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. And we might be frightened too. How can I fulfill this mission, this vocation to which you have called me? But you remind us, you are with us. You will give us what to say when we are conversing with a friend that we want to bring back to the church, or someone perhaps could come into the church, or someone could grow more in holiness. You will give us what to say. Let us not be afraid. You have chosen us. You are with us. And we all have a specific calling from you for some mission. And let us read words of St. John Henry Newman. God has created me to do him some definite service. He has committed some work to me which he has not committed to another. I have my mission. I am a link in a chain, a bond of connection between persons. He has not created me for naught. And let us pause there before we go on. God has given me some definite work to do, some work which he has not committed to another. Because, Lord, each one of us is unique. In our family, we are a unique member. In our workplace, in our circle of friends, in our extended family relationships, each one of us is unique. There, wherever we are, you have given us that mission to make you present to others. We are a link in a chain, as St. John Henry Newman writes, a bond of connection between persons. Perhaps we are the only one in some of those circles of friends who has the faith that we have, who has the formation that we have. And I am a bond of connection between, Lord, you and them. And Newman goes on, I shall do good. I shall do his work. I shall be an angel of peace, a preacher of the truth in my own place, while not intending it, if I do but keep his commandments. We will carry out that mission, that unique mission entrusted to every one of us, if we keep his commandments, meaning if we do his will. We try to avoid what is wrong. We try to do what is right. And Newman continues, therefore, I will trust him. Whatever, wherever I am, I can never be thrown away. If I am in sickness, my sickness may serve him. In perplexity, my perplexity may serve him. If I am in sorrow, my sorrow may serve him. He does nothing in vain. He knows what he is about. Lord, wherever we are, we might be sick in bed. We might be chronically sick in bed. There we serve you through all of those people looking after us. We can offer up our sickness. We can be kind to those people. We can thank them. Wherever we are, we have that mission to carry out. And then we see our whole life in a more wonderful way, that it is not just my life to live as I want. It is the life that you have given me, that you have called me from all eternity to live and to carry out that particular mission you have entrusted to me. And let us read some more words of Pope Francis. This time, in his apostolic exhortation, Gaudete et Exultate, rejoice and be glad on the call to holiness in today's world. He writes in paragraph 19, a Christian cannot think of his or her mission on earth without seeing it as a path of holiness. For this is the will of God, your sanctification. Each saint is a mission planned by the Father to reflect and embody at a specific moment in history a certain aspect of the gospel. We see that in the canonized saints, those few canonized of the multitude beyond all number of saints in heaven. But those canonized saints reflected different aspects of the gospel. For one, it was love for the Eucharist. For another one, love for the cross, love for Our Lady. In the case of St. Jose Maria, the sanctification of ordinary life. And two paragraphs later, Pope Francis writes, every saint is a message which the Holy Spirit takes from the riches of Jesus Christ and gives to his people. every saint is a mission chosen by God to carry out something in the world, and he is a message. And each one of us, whether we have a specific vocation or not, we are all called to holiness, to love God, to do his will. We, all of us, are a message which the Holy Spirit takes from the riches of Jesus Christ and gives to his people. And that message might be simply love for others. Because we love God and God has loved us first, we love everyone, people of all races, of all religions, of all walks of life, everyone. That might be the message that we convey to the world. And then two paragraphs after that one, paragraph 23. This is a powerful summons to all of us. You too need to see the entirety of your life as a mission. Try to do so by listening to God in prayer and recognizing the signs that he gives you. Always ask the Spirit what Jesus expects from you at every moment of your life and in every decision you must make so as to discern its place in the mission you have received. Allow the Spirit to forge in you the personal mystery that can reflect Jesus Christ in today's world. And that is our mission, to reflect Jesus Christ in today's world, his love for all, his mercy, that he forgives the greatest of sinners, to reflect Jesus Christ to those around us. But now we come back to some words we just read that help us to see how we can carry this out. Try to do so, Pope Francis says, by listening to God in prayer and recognizing the signs that he gives you. Always ask the Spirit what Jesus expects from you at every moment of your life and in every decision you must make so as to discern its place in the mission you have received. And this is helpful. Lord, help us throughout the day, every day, when we are in between activities and wondering, what will I do now? What will I do next? To ask you, what do you want of me? Because the tendency is always to plunge into what we want to do, what we feel like doing. And maybe that isn't what you want. Let us stop before we do it and ask, Lord, what do you want of me? I feel like this. And you might be saying, yes, go ahead and do it. Or you might be saying, no, not now. You can do that later. Or perhaps not at all. What I want from you, you might be saying, is this. And we were afraid you might say that, because there was that job that we were putting off. And for a mother, perhaps, it might be starting the meal. It might be doing the laundry, doing the ironing. For someone else in an office who has put off that one job which is a bit messy, no, do that. Start it now. And all those different situations in life that we all have, that throughout the day often we stop and we ask you, Lord, what do you want from me now? Because then we are doing your will and then we are fruitful. This is holiness. St. Alphonsus, and we've quoted him often, sums up holiness when he says, all of holiness consists in the love of God, and all of the love of God consists in doing his will, not our will, his will. And Lord, you yourself were here to do the will of the Father. My food is to do the will of the one who sent me, you say. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, when in your human nature you were wrestling with the passion, the suffering that was coming, and you begged the Father to be spared that chalice. And then you added, nonetheless, not my will, but yours be done. And Mary did the will of God. She heard the word of God and kept it. And those words of Saint Jose Maria in his book, The Way, in the chapter on the will of God, many great things depend, don't forget it, on whether you and I live our lives as God wants. How many great things depended on Mary, that young teenager saying yes to God through the angel. The Word became flesh. Our redemption was at hand. How much depended on Jesus himself doing the will of the Father, which was ultimately to die on the cross to redeem us and open up heaven. And Lord, help me to do your will, to bring you into my life, to bring you into the lives of those around me. Then my life too will reflect you in a better way. People will find you. They will find love. They will find mercy, forgiveness. They will find heaven through me, perhaps, because they will be finding you. Lord, what a beautiful mission we all have. We all have a mission. And we can ask you, help me to discover what that mission is. Wherever I am, there I have a mission to carry out. In my prayer, to ask you often, what are you asking of me? Not only right now, today, but in my life. And then give me that love to say yes, as Mary said yes, as Lord, you said yes, as the saints said yes, and then we make this world a better place. We bring you, Lord, into it. And Lord, we might ask, how am I going to carry out this mission? Coming to you in our prayer, that we have regular times for prayer each day, that we not just limit ourselves to begging you for something when we need it, that we want to get over this sickness, that we want to get that job, that we want this class that we are giving to go well. We only use you as the stopgap measure when we need something desperately. Lord, not that way. You have loved us to the end, and you have loved us first. You gave your whole life for us. You are there for us always. Help us to seek you out. When we wake up in the morning, to say some prayers, to say that morning offering, to ask you to help us this day to carry out your will, and then throughout the day to stop and ask, am I doing what God wants, or am I doing what I feel like? To say the rosary, where we meditate on your life, perhaps to do some mental prayer, as we are now doing. Go to Mass if we can, that most powerful prayer where we listen to your word in the readings, where we pray, where we receive you in Holy Communion. And then you live in us, we live in you, we are Christ in this world. Prayer is a very important aspect of being aware of what our mission is in the broad sense, in the whole of our life, but also in the specific sense of carrying out your will each day. And then to deny ourselves too. If we are too much in love with this world, in love with comfort, in love with pleasure, there's no room for you. We should empty ourselves of that love for the world, that exaggerated love for the world, so that you can fill our heart. And yes, we should love this world. This is where you placed us. And you made the world, and it was good. And our job is to restore it to you. But we need to live that self-denial, that virtue of temperance. And then to see how many people around us we can help. And there will be people in our families, immediate family, extended family, people in our workplace, people in our neighborhood, someone sitting next to us on a bus, a train, an airplane, engaging them in conversation, and who knows where that can lead. So many opportunities that we have each day to bring you into the lives of others, that we not be afraid. You are with us. You will give us what to say. And then perhaps we might be frightened of carrying out this mission. We say, who am I? I know people who are very gifted with speech. They are respected. People will listen to them. Who will listen to me? But then we open St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, and in the very first chapter, he is answering that question. He writes, consider your call, brethren. Not many of you were wise according to the flesh. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no flesh might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, whom God made our wisdom, our righteousness, and sanctification and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast of the Lord. And what beautiful words, what consoling words, speaking to each one of us. But if we think of the apostles themselves when we read those words, not many were wise. They were fishermen. They were tax collector. Not many powerful. Not many of noble birth. On the contrary, God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are. And those apostles, those fishermen, and a tax collector went out to all nations and changed the world. Lord, this is our mission today. We may not have those human qualities either, but we have your grace. We have your calling. You will be with us. And it's people like us that have brought Christ into so many environments in our world today. And now, Lord, you call us. You call everyone. Help me to identify that mission that you've given me. Help me to carry it out. What a beautiful life we can have. What a great task before us. And we finish our prayer going to Our Lady. Mary, you carried out your mission. You said yes to God, and the Word became flesh. Help me to do the will of God for me, to discover my vocation, my mission, so that I too can bring Christ into the lives of many and make this world a better place. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this time of prayer. I ask your assistance in putting them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.